Alright, round two. Categories, everyone ready?
Yeah.
Plus one. In lieu of hiring another musician, David Bowie simply screened a film by this director for the opening act of his 1976 tour promoting Station to Station. The film by this director, an instrumental version of the Lee Bus Tote, plays as a woman kisses the face of a fallen cyclist and takes a striped box from around his neck. For that...
What? Buñuel?
Power.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's from Shannon on Duluth.
Yeah. Almost went in.
Alright then.
He's gonna wait for one more clip.
Toss up. This field's heady skirmishing with postmodernism is criticized in a Tony Bennett essay that calls for putting policy into this field. A seminal book on doing this field is subtitled The Story of the Sony Walkman. Andrew Milner's book on reimagining this field focuses on Raymond Williams' influence on this field. An institution named for this field is where the encoding/decoding model of communication was developed. That research center named for this field was co-founded by Richard Hogarth and a Jamaican-born scholar at the University of Birmingham, who is known as, and is known as the CCCS for short. For 10 points, what field with a two-word name was developed by British Marxists like Stuart Hall?
Two-word name. Cultural geography.
No. Cultural studies.
That's what it was.
I said that. Stupid. That's what I thought, but I thought it was to be. Bullshit idea.
I'm doing science.
Volume 1 of Craig B. Snyder's Secret History of This Activity, covering the 1970s, runs to a mammoth 900 pages and focuses on early documentaries like Australia's The Ultimate Flex Machine. It's not learning, but an Oscar-winning documentary short titled for this activity centers on a school founded by Oliver Perkovich in Kabul. Another documentary about this activity set in Rockford, Illinois, chronicles the abusive childhood of filmmaker Bing Liu and is titled Minding the Gap. It's not gaming, but this activity is at the center of the documentary Pretending I'm a Superman, a film that takes its title from a Goldfinger lyric. The gatekeeper for this activity has long been Thrasher Magazine.
Okay, it is your skateboarding.
Fuck, yeah.
Toss up. A poem by this author, inspired by the tear gassing of people protesting the treatment of prisoners in Fort Dix, quotes the line, "Our words misunderstand us," from this author's earlier poem, Life This Together. This poet mentions the old theme that language cannot do everything in a poem which admires the silence that strips bare in the close-ups on René Falconetti in The Passion of Joan of Arc. This poet wrote that the language is a dialect called metaphor in a poem whose second line is the grammar turned...
That's just Rich.
Ten. That's her name.
Yeah, let's dive into the record thing.
What I bought them?
No,
Valediction for the morning.
Yeah. Plus five. A John Boultby portrait, which emphasizes this quality of the subject, inspired the design of a Staffordshire plate. That painting, like many portraits emphasizing this quality, reflects the influence of Robert Bakewell, who inspired generations of improvers. William Carr commissioned a portrait of a subject nicknamed Craven, which emphasizes this quality. Around the turn of the 19th century, several portraits emphasizing this quality were made depicting a subject named after County Durham, which was toured around England and became a celebrity. In 2016, a painting emphasizing this quality of its two subjects went viral with the caption, "Brother, may I have some oats?"
Like, they're an animal?
Not the quality I want. For 10 points, wealthy British livestock owners in the 19th century often commission portraits emphasizing what physical quality of their animals.
Like how big they are and how fat they are.
What I figured it was going to be.
It sounded like the whole time.
Brother, may I have some oats?
Okay, pork
peas. That's like
the really fat toss up six. A piece named for these people was popularized by the Canadian composer Louis-Philippe Larendal, who arranged it under the title Thunder and Blazes. John Philip Sousa's first big success was a march dedicated to the journalist Charles B. Tal, and named for after this type of person for unknown reasons. In 1897, a piece named after these people, originally titled for the chromatic scales played by the brass instruments,
What? I'm so confused. Do you just want circus performers the whole time?
No.
Okay, do you want then this?
Almost certainly, yes.
But that's very...
Is often used as a screamer. Yeah, a ballet about a member of this occupation includes a celebrated adagio, which follows the escape of the protagonist and his wife, Phrygia. Yusef Lateef's album, Eastern Sounds, includes a cover of Alex North's love theme from a film titled for one of these people. A mark by the Czech composer, Julius Fucek, is titled for the entry of these people. But at once, name this occupation...
Yeah, I thought that was the first thing is also a screamer, but maybe I'm wrong. Oh no, it's the same thing as March of the Gladiators.
Hey, Jared.
Jerry, you're on your fourth.
Oh yeah?
Congrats,
yeah.
Jerry.
Cool.
Yeah.
I came to the right room. I just picked a room at random.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
You're replacing Curtis, who died.
Oh, no.
We're hoping not.
Very sorry.
We're hoping
he's not dead.
He just can't be woken.
He's just sleepy.
As I said, he's dead by, like, Edgar Allan Poe definitions.
That's right.
Yeah.
If there were crypts nearby,
he's buried alive.
Yeah.
If you wake him up, he'll turn into a black goo.
He certainly has, like, rotten
right now. Back to the case.
All right. Toss up 7. Stephen Nash argued that Courbet on display in the Louvre inspired the motif of all the figures in the series having their ankles protruding into the ground plane. One of the works in the series may have been built on the leftmost figure in the artist's painting Bathers by a River. The works in the series were created from 1909 to 1930, and each subsequent work in the series started from the plaster cast of the previous entry. The original plaster versions of these bas-relief works are part of the collection of the artist's namesake museum in La Cateau-Cambrésis. This series was originally based on a woman leaning down over a fence. Over the course of the four works in the series, the spine straightens out. But up what's in the sculpture series by Henri Matisse, where four women facing away from the viewer display the total body parts.
No, like buttocks.
Nope.
I was going to say.
The calves.
The backs series.
Oh, that's a thing, isn't it?
Well, that is what spine is.
They would be facing away.
Like a dumbass body. Yeah, I know, but they're also facing away from you in the street.
They said it was bending over.
Toss of 8.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Tips for performing online qualitative surveys are offered in a 2020 book titled For This Type of Big Data by Dereces Gemeliniak. In an essay collection of this name, the author asserts that certain people can't be beautiful because beauty isn't actually what you look like. Beauty is the preferences that reproduce the existing social order. Oh. An essay collection of this name explores why college admissions departments often choose black students from Africa in the essay Black is Over
or Fat?
No.
Okay.
Or Special Black.
That's
and
true.
Was written by Tracy McMillan Cottom. In philosophy, concepts that are both descriptive and evaluative are described by this adjective. A technique described with this adjective derives from an anecdote about one boy twitching and another winking by Gilbert Ryle. This adjective was used to describe a type of ethnography employed in the book The Interpretation of Cultures. Now, what's this adjective that precedes a description in a technique pioneered by Clifford? Okay. Yes.
It was the
right idea.
You were close. Yeah. He just thought it didn't end with a K. Yeah.
I know Steve Nash was an anthropologist.
Yeah, I should have thought
about that. Well, Will wrote that one, I wrote that one, so
oh, nice.
He technically did not. This philosopher's last essay, A Pluralistic Mystic, praises the eccentric thinker Benjamin Paul Blood, who advocated the use of anesthetic drugs for spiritual purposes. This philosopher wrote down brilliant revelations like, what's a mistake but a kind of take, and emotion, while he was under the influence of nitrous oxide, which he claimed was the only thing that allowed him to understand Hegel. This philosopher wrote that drugs stimulate the mystical faculties in a lecture that identifies ineffability, noetic quality.
Oh no. Rorty.
No.
No.
Transiency and passivity as the four key qualities of mystical experiences. That lecture appeared in a book in which this philosopher contrasts healthy-minded and sick-souled religion. But it was this philosopher who wrote about his experiments with drugs and the varieties of religious experience, and also wrote The Will to Believe and The Principle of Psychology.
James.
Yes.
Wow. Didn't know he was a druggie. Wow.
He always seems so...
Plus 10.
Guess your old dad was cool all along.
This critic was called unnecessarily severe in the essay A Reviewer Reviewed by Walter G. Bowen, who was actually this critic writing under a pseudonym. A contemporary of this critic quipped that he sometimes mistook his vial of prussic acid for his inkstand.
Oh,
a writer using the pseudonym Utis accused this critic of plagiarism as retaliation for this man's similar attacks on Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. This critic earned the nickname the Tomahawk Man because of his brutal reviews in the Southern Literary Messenger. A savage obituary predicting that few will be grieved by this man's death was published by his rival critic Rufus Wilmot Griswold in 1843.
Is it just Poe?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, it's at least
while.
In Southern Literary Messenger.
I was thinking of it for a while. This,
yeah. Sorry.
Put that prussic acid quote. Couldn't place it.
Jerry, we've met, right?
Yeah. Allie, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Right.
I like definitely know who you are, but I was just confirming you know who I am.
Everyone knows who he is. Yeah.
We've met a number of times at a number of tournaments.
Toss up 11. This man once mailed 213 bricks to a publisher he was mad at and forced them to pay the postage. This one time, a nitroglycerin truck driver declared, "Everybody else may be an asshole, but I'm not," in a rant about Warner Brothers not wanting to pay him to appear on a Babylon 5 DVD. He sued the makers of the first Terminator movies for supposedly plagiarizing his story Soldier. In the computer game adaptation of a story by this author.
Is it just Ellison?
Pardon.
Yeah.
Nice. He always is suing people and being an asshole.
He's an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Toss a 12. A film title for this action begins with the camera zooming in on a photograph of a car crashing into a stack of TVs as a man says that we should declare holy war on TV commercials and talk shows. Mm-hmm. In that film, this action is performed live on stage with the assistance of some scissors, and it takes place at the UC Theater at the premiere of a documentary about pet cemeteries. Alice Waters is featured in a short film titled for this action. Towards
eating a shoe.
10.
That makes sense. Good. She doesn't actually prepare the shoe for him.
Right, 75, 25 and a half.
Okay. What? Okay, let me see where my math fucked up.
How long are the packets?
24.
You said we're at what?
75.
Okay, 1 second. Power, we get a 10, that's 25, 10, that's 35, we get another 10, that's 45, 10 for 55, we neg for 50, neg for 45, that's what I did. Okay, so that goes 40, that would then be 50, that would be 65, and you said we have what?
75.
That is right. Okay, thank you.
Right. What do they have?
They have 25.
25.
Yeah.
Clause 13. These five words begin the title of a Nancy Bauer monograph that argues that the purpose of philosophy is to compete with the zeitgeist. Bauer's book also examines hookup culture and the title discipline, pornography. Hmm. And Ian Bogus' book, whose title begins with this phrase.
How to do things with.
That's cool. I like that idea.
Clause 14. Extreme contrasts were used for photos of people in this profession taken in Amsterdam in The Hague for a 1959 photo book by the photographer of Love on the Left Bank. A woman in this profession, surrounded by cigarette smoke, appears on the cover of a photo book about Giants and Journeys by Herman Leonard. Photos of people in this job often appeared alongside typefaces designed by Reed Miles. One such photo by Francis Wolff depicts Andrew Hill in front of a blue wall. The National Portrait Gallery's extensive collection of photos of people in this profession includes a still life of a cigarette resting on a Coca-Cola bottle beneath a pork pie hat.
It has to be musicians.
Prompt.
Jazz musicians?
Yes.
You named a jazz musician earlier. So.
And then you said, hello, pork pie hat.
Exactly. 15. A bunch of old ladies rescued the major from this physical situation at the end of J.G. Farrell's Troubles. Being put in this situation at a location named Chebi is a traditional cure for rheumatism in Morocco. A character in this physical situation sings a music box tune ending, it's true, you love me so, after being reminded of the day her husband proposed to her. That woman in this situation gives a...
Buried in sand?
Yes. 15.
Good buzz.
Toss up 16. While a man looks for this object, loud noises are heard overhead, which prompts a woman to remark, it sounds as if he was having an argument, and when the noises redouble, I wish he would arrive at some conclusion. This object was damaged by the upsetting of a Gower Street omnibus and has a stain caused by the explosion of a temperance beverage. A character says that this object represents a contempt for the ordinary decencies of family life that reminds one of the worst excesses of the French Revolution.
Fuck.
The actress Edith Evans extends the vowels in this object's name in a notoriously over-the-top manner while playing a woman who takes no solace in the fact that this object was found on the...
Okay, so it's the handbag from The Importance of Being Right.
There we go.
Trying to figure out if it was the novel in it or...
Seems so familiar.
Toss up 17. A journal named after this person published Kathy Park Hong's essay Delusions of Whiteness in the Avant-Garde and calls itself a journal of poetry and opinion. A musician whose stage name was inspired by this person wrote the poetry collection of Violet Bent Backwards Over the Grass. About...
Oh. Inspired by this person? Fuck this.
A poem about this person notes that it was really snowing and raining because hailing hits you on the head hard. The speaker admits, I have been to lots of parties and acted perfectly disgraceful after seeing a headline about this person, a poem which ends by telling this woman, we love
Lana Turner.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
I thought that was Lana Del Rey's collection.
Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
So I was, but I
it's a name for Lana Turner and sci-fi publisher Lester Del Rey.
Okay, well, I need to know, I guess.
I don't know, I made that part up.
18. Note to players, description acceptable. The first person with this job spent months working side-by-side on the same computer with Elmer Luke and had to get clarity on whether Bertland Cooper's Archaeology of Animals was real or not. A recent book about the people with this job by David Karashima describes how one of them added nods to Ronald Reagan and includes a profile of the artist Chip Kidd. The first of these people cut some 100 pages from a project originally titled An Adventure Surrounding Sheep. The first of these
was... So, Murakami translator.
Yes.
Cool. I like that.
Toss 19. The camera moves in and out of this type of location with people nearby suddenly becoming naked whenever the camera moves out of this type of location in a POV sequence from Juliette Binoche's English language debut. Moore's song Spill the Wine places the camera enters this type of location in a tracking shot in which Becky tells Buck that he needs to stop wearing cowboy outfits. In a tracking shot which ends in this type of location, the camera wanders past beauty pageant contestants on a rooftop deck. The camera spins around rapidly after entering this location at the end of the Accelerando instrumental portion of a song that imagines being the someone ready to be found. A shot from Boogie Nights was inspired by a long tracking shot from I Am Cuba that ends in this type of location. For 10 points, the someone in the crowd sequence in La La Land includes a shot.
What? It's on a highway,
nope.
Isn't it? Oh, no, that's not Dave's.
A shot in which a man at a party jumps into what type of location?
Okay. There we go.
Pool.
Yes.
Yeah, that's sorry. It. Wrong fucking La La song. Yeah, someone in the crowd is the second one. Oh, under your chair. I'll just get later.
Right,
just don't do a tarantella under your chair.
A sex scene in this novel in which a teen's dead, white, hairy limbs appeared impaled on the stem of an unaccountably wrinkly erection was nominated for the Literary Review's Bad Sex in Fiction Award. A revenge plot laid in this novel centers on a character signing on to be a dresser for a quick scene change in which she switches a prop gun for a real one. Earlier, the main characters of this novel are visited by a troop of British students putting on a performance of Candide. The narrator of the second part of this novel complains that Karen is a yearbook name after a jarring switch from a section that describes the charismatic drama teacher Mr. Kingsley. Mr. Kingsley's ego reconstruction / deconstruction technique give this novel its title. Front Point Sim is a 2019 novel by Susan Troy that shares its title with an action done at team building events where someone falls back into the arms
Frostfall?
No. Of another person.
We're gonna
have
to call it Trust Exorcism.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Well, fair
enough. I went, they called it.
Fair enough.
I called it.
Toss up 21. Note to players, if you're worried about not knowing fancy grammatical jargon, you can just answer with the title of any of the poems included in this question.
Uh-oh.
A poem title for this grammatical structure ends with the image of us alive right here feeling lucky while two people watch the sky burn, and it's by Ada Limon. In a poem by Shel Silverstein consisting mostly of questions, some personifications of this grammatical structure pranced and partied all night long after crawling into the speaker's ear. A poem whose title alludes to this grammatical structure from the collection Rewards and Fairies emphasizes the importance of talking with crowds and keeping your virtue by...
So it's if? So you want a conditional? But I said if. Was the answer conditional? No, it's...
Conditional.
Yeah, okay.
Nice.
An author with his first name wrote an autobiographical book that begins, "I come from Des Moines." Somebody had to. Richard Danzig recommended that Barack Obama study up on terrorism by reading a book by an author with his first name about joining the Inter-City Gibbers, a group of soccer hooligans. That same author with his first name paused his career at The New Yorker to become a self-described kitchen bitch of Mario Batali, and more recently to camp to Lyon to learn French cuisine for his book Dirt. Author.
First name? Bill?
Yes.
Bill Buford?
Oh.
And
oh.
Toss up. An introduction to a 2016 book of photos taken from inside of these buildings, a Japanese-born artist declared his intention to capture 170,000 photographs on a single frame of film. Photorealist painter Davis Cohn has repeatedly depicted Art Deco buildings of this type. The final days of one of these buildings in Taiwan are the subject of Tsai Ming Liang's Goodbye Dragon Inn. In 1976, photographer Hiroshi Sugimoto took his first time-lapse photograph inside one of these buildings. A million-dollar building of this type in L.A. combined Spanish colonial architecture...
Like a movie theater?
Yeah.
That's nice.
started sounding like that tossing like sort of out of the.
That's right.
No players, two answers required. Last toss. Until he died, one of these people kept in his possession a blood-stained cotton pad the other used when she had an abortion. The journey to Italy that these two people took together is documented in the third of a series of seven Chinese fans, the last of which was thrown into a fire in a fit of jealousy. When one of these people is 80 years old, the other wrote to her proposing he make a wooden puppet of himself equipped with an erect penis so you can remember...
Is it Lowell and Hardwick?
Yep. So you can remember me better and through practice can acquire a lust for the real thing again. One of these two people had earlier commissioned a notorious life-size sex doll of the other. But it was any two lovers, one of whom was once married to the composer of the Tragic Symphony.
Alma Mahler and Kokoschka.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah, you weren't here. Lowell and Carter came in the last round, is what he was saying. Oh! You just kind of known. If you
were here. Damn it!
Such is the cost.
50, 160.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.